Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. And do you have any? Also, if you accomplished one last year, how did you do that? Because that's inspiring for us all. We'd love to know. 888-888-9976. Lindsay is with us. What's going on with you?
I'm doing the chronological Bible reading with our Sunday school group, and I'm also listening to it audio, and Kristen Getty is the narrator, so it sounds great. And I do it with my one-year-old, and it actually calms her in the morning when we first wake up.
So. Oh,
that's cool.
So you're listening to it with the one-year-old, or you're reading out loud with the one-year-old?
No, Kristen Getty's reading, and then it gives me time to change her diaper, nurse her, do whatever else I need to do while we're getting ready, and we can listen to it.
That's cool.
I'm in Michigan, and I love listening to Kenkel Fritz and Friends every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Man, you just made a little advertisement for us.
I know.
Yes. My kids like the name. They were like, who's Kenkel Fritz? I was like, you don't even know.
Talking about New Year's resolutions today. What do you want to accomplish in this next year? Mary Jo is with us. Tell us.
It's not so much a New Year's resolution, but just a resolve. Last year, 2022, was a terrible year for me. I lost a job after 20 years, but God was faithful through it all. And I promised myself this year when I started 2023 that I was going to share my Jesus with everybody. And life's not always good, but God is always good and gets us through every single situation.
Amen.
Yes.
That's for sure. So you're going to share your Jesus with everybody. How do you plan on doing that?
Well, I started with my social media platforms and started sharing my devotions. And just like when I hear a song on the radio, like God's, on my worst day, I'm a child of God. So I'm going to go and share that song again this morning. I'm just going to share it with everybody. And I sing and in work. I work in a retirement community, and I just share Jesus with everybody I meet.
Oh, I love fun. That. So you've got a captive audience there at the retirement community.
Yep, and especially the people that come in to visit them.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you guys so much. I listen every morning. I have an hour drive, and I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm so glad you enjoy the show.
And you guys got me through 2022. Just your openness and your honesty and your life's not always great, but God is always good.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you lost a job after 20 years. That's hard.
Mm-hmm. That's like heartbreaking.
It's kind of a sucker punch too.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I dedicated a lot of time here and then this happens, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. But I look at it as God moved me when I wouldn't move myself. I was stuck in a situation and I wasn't going to do anything. So he closed the door and I had a job, and that's this one. And I am it was rough, but God got me through every step. And as I look back, I see that God was right there in every single moment.
Family Life Radio.
Talking about New Year's resolutions. And do you have any? Also, if you accomplished one last year, how did you do that? Because that's inspiring for us all. We'd love to know. 888-888-9976. Lindsay is with us. What's going on with you?
I'm doing the chronological Bible reading with our Sunday school group, and I'm also listening to it audio, and Kristen Getty is the narrator, so it sounds great. And I do it with my one-year-old, and it actually calms her in the morning when we first wake up. So.
Oh,
that's cool.
So you're listening to it with the one-year-old, or you're reading out loud with the one-year-old?
No, Kristen Getty's reading, and then it gives me time to change her diaper, nurse her, do whatever else I need to do while we're getting ready, and we can listen to it.
That's cool.
I'm in Michigan, and I love listening to Kenkel Fritz and Friends every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Man, you just made a little advertisement for us.
I know.
Yes. My kids like the name. They were like, who's Kenkel Fritz? I was like, you don't even know.
Oh, I was wondering if the flood coincided with the diaper change.
Oh.
No, but I might have had a surprise. I'm just going to say that.
Earlier, we were talking about estranged relationships and how you've been able to repair that or be a part of that, people coming back together. Love to hear that story at 888-888-9976. Lynn is with us.
And you were able to deal with this situation. Tell us what happened.
I was divorced in 2005. And when my kids living in another person's house, I started writing letters to my children every Christmas, birthday, and every special occasion.
Uh-huh.
And you can say things in a letter that normally face-to-face you don't have time to, or your emotions kind of get kind of crazy because guys typically don't communicate all that well. But boy, my children love their Christmas letter. They love their birthday letter.
Oh.
And I've encouraged other men to write your children. It takes 2 or 3 days to get that letter out, but write it. Because now my kids have 18 years worth of letters since 2005. They know how that their father loves them, what I see in them. And I think it's sometimes if communicating is hard face-to-face, sit down and write a letter and let them know how much you love them, what they mean to you. Writing letters is a lost art, but it's very powerful.
Yeah, it is a lost art. People are just do everything digitally.
Yeah. My children, I mean, they clamor Christmas Eve. Dad, can we open the letter? Can we open the letter?
Oh, that's nice. Right.
You know what time it is? It's time for...
Family Life Radio, who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly. I'm from Lansing, Michigan. About a year ago, I was working in a residential home in the foster care system, and they were great kids, and it was a really heartbreaking situation. But there was an element of the job that I didn't feel like I could do in good conscience and be able to stand before God one day and say that I did. So I didn't know what I was going to do, but I decided that I needed to leave the job, and so I did. And I ended up going back to my old job, which was at McDonald's. And so my first day back, I had come back as a crew person, and the franchisees wanted to meet with me. And so they gave me a new position and promotion and, like, health insurance. So it was just,
wow.
It was amazing to see, like, how God, even though I didn't know what was coming next, like, I knew that I couldn't stay where I was, not knowing what was going to happen with my insurance or anything, but still trusting to just move and do what he asked me to do.
Sure.
And so
yeah.
It just reminds me of the passage when it talks about how when you're faithful in the little things before, you'll be standing before kings.
Amen.
An example of how even when I can't see the outcome, that God is working and providing good gifts, which is something that I struggle to accept sometimes. But just that he gave me a good gift and like something that was able to exemplify my strengths and the talents that he's given me. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, it's like you were faithful in making that decision and leaving that job, and he blessed you with the old one. That's awesome. I love that. That's good stuff.
Very much.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Earlier, Sally shared this story about an Airbnb that you stayed in, Sally, and this wasn't maybe the best experience because of what was in the Airbnb.
Well, it had all the comforts of home, but then some additions of parrots everywhere, and I'm terrified of parrots because I was attacked by one once.
Oh no!
But there was also something just so beautiful. Coffee mugs. There were some coffee mugs at this Airbnb that I just love. If you're a coffee lover like me, the vehicle that holds your coffee means a lot. And this one was just the right size. It had all these great little sayings to wake me up in the morning. Like this one says, this coffee is making me awesome.
Well, that's okay. Cool. So, you like the coffee mugs.
I just love these coffee mugs. And once I checked out, I just kept thinking about them. And I thought, wow, I wonder if I could find them and buy them for myself. Well, I could not find them anywhere. So I called the owner of it's a Vrbo. I called her and said, I just love those coffee mugs. I said, can you tell me where you got them? And she said, you know, I'm afraid they're probably just one of a kind. They were just on clearance. And why didn't you just take them with you if you liked them?
She said that? Like, she's encouraging you to steal.
Because I don't want to end up in handcuffs is just one reason. And she laughed and she said, well, why don't I just send them to you?
Aww.
And I was like, what? She said, yeah, I'll just package them up. Give me your address and I'll send them off to you. I said, well, let me compensate you for them because you're going to have to replace them. She said, no, don't you worry about it. And
aww,
sure enough, they arrived at my house all carefully packed up, all six of them. And with a little on top, she had put a little sheet of paper with a great big red heart on it.
Aww.
And I just thought, What an unexpected kindness from somebody to just care that I love
that
the
is
coffee mug.
Incredibly unexpected.
Yeah, that's it, super nice.
When you rent a place to stay, you expect to pay for everything, not for them to ship you free mugs.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Exactly.
Wow.
Was there any furniture you liked?
Yeah. Right.
Family Life Radio.
We're talking about memorizing scripture and just tips and things that worked for you. Hawken is with us this morning. Tell us.
Yeah, so for my wife and I, what's helped us memorize scripture is a big vision. So growing up, I'd always heard about memorizing a verse or two, but someone challenged us to memorize the entire book of Ephesians.
Oh, wow.
That helped us a lot. And then the second thing that helped a lot was just consistency, just working a little bit every day with a big vision and some consistency. My wife got the whole book memorized. I made it through chapter 4, but lost my consistency, but that's really blessed us.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really cool just to have it to ruminate on the word. And, you know, whatever you're working on memorizing that day somehow is going to be relevant at some point in the day, because that's how God works through his word often. So that's been cool.
Well, I've found this, that those verses that you have memorized years down the road when you've got a crisis or something that happens in that area, that just kind of comes up in your spirit.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they'll surface at the right time. Yeah.
Well, you guys have the whole book of Ephesians memorized. That's pretty impressive.
Just because somebody challenged you? Is it a triple dog dare?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's Kankel Fritz and Friends, and it's time for that Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that Joy Report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Who's this?
This is Brandy.
Brandy, where are you calling from?
Clovis, New Mexico. I was just calling to say about the things that make me happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to Christian music, I mean, it's so uplifting, and then especially when I hear my 10-year-old singing it,
ooh,
that just really is special.
What is that worth? Yeah. Something about the kids praising God that just warms your heart.
Oh, my 4-year-old quoted her memory verse from church, talking about how she was fearfully and wonderfully made, and I almost burst into tears.
Oh, yep. That's beautiful.
And that's a good verse for a little kid to know.
Well, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I told her, yes, you are, darling. Yes, you are.
And let me give you a big old squeezy kiss.
Yes.
Oh, that's adorable.
I love it.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to share. So.
Good stuff.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.